Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. So thank you for coming back to my channel. So now talking about what happened in Portugal. Well, from the recent news from Lusitania and that Antonio José Seguro, the left winger, he has won the presidency in the runoff election because they've got a two-round system just like Romania or Russia or France, which is to say if somebody gets over 50% of the popular vote in the first round, he or she is elected. So far, no woman has been president of the Portuguese Republic. But if nobody secures over 50% in the first round, then the top two candidates go through to a second round and the lower ranked candidates are eliminated so that we know that whoever wins the presidency got over 50% of the ballots cast. And all the results are in now. So Seguro won actually quite convincingly with 66% of the vote. I mean, I forecast he's going to win. Maybe most people did, but he won by rather more than I thought. Maybe 10 percentage points more than I saw happening. So Andre Ventura, the insurgent right winger, leader of Chega, as meaning enough, he has been heavily defeated, winning over 34% of the vote. So rather a embarrassment, rather a humiliation for the sort of the Portuguese Trump, as it were. So Seguro has been in politics for a long time. He's 63. Now some establishment right wingers, they threw their support behind Seguro, which possibly explains why he won by such a convincing margin. Because they see him as a centrist, and whereas André Ventura is seen as a so-called extremist or far right or whatever. Ventura meaning like wind in Portuguese. Yeah, there was an open letter by lots of prominent politicians saying, come on, we've got to have someone. We don't agree with this left winger completely, but he is sane. Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa, the current president, he's due to retire now. And now, so the new coming president coming in, Seguro, he used to be leader of the Socialist Party, which has dominated Portuguese politics since the Carnation Revolution in 1974, the transition to democracy from Estado Novo, which is a sort of a reactionary dictatorship. So for the most part, it's a figurehead office being Prime Minister of Portugal. But it does have a few significant plenipotentiary powers. For instance, they have the power to order a dissolution of parliament and to therefore force elections under certain situations. They even have veto over legislation, but that can be defeated by a supermajority in parliament. So the veto is seldom invoked and is very seldom overturned. Nevertheless, Ventura is down but not out. His party is still a significant force. Bear in mind, it was only founded in 2019. So it was anti-lockdown, it's Eurosceptic. It doesn't go so far as to advocate withdrawal from the European Union. It denounces excessive immigration, as they see it, both legal as well as illegal. It is skeptical of supporting Ukraine. Now, admittedly, Portugal gives almost nothing to Ukraine. I mean, Portugal is a country of 10 million people. By Western European country standards, is not that wealthy. I remember the old days in Ireland, we were part of the PIGS, Portugal, Ireland, Greece, and Spain. Of the European Economic Community countries in the 1980s, we were one of the less wealthy. Now we're extraordinarily wealthy. So Portugal's been boosted a lot by the European Union. It's not as rich as some of the others. There's a lot of emigration out of Portugal. I mean, since the 60s, significant number of Portuguese people moved to other European countries. Okay, till 1974, they're also moving to Mozambique and Angola and so on. But they were moving to like Germany, France, and so forth, the United Kingdom, even the island of Jersey, to richer countries to work. They've got a lot wealthier now because of the European Union. But anyway, Ventura, who used to be a football commentator, he has been branded a racist. They say he's xenophobic. His opponents see him as a demagogue. I mean, demagogue, I suppose that's just a politician that you don't agree with. Now, I don't agree with Ventura either. I think his rhetoric is deeply distasteful and he's often dishonest. But okay, that goes with the territory with politics. Who would I have voted for between the two? I don't really know enough about it. So Ventura, he may well stand again. Goodness, but surprisingly, the Prime Minister, Luis Montenegro, he didn't endorse either candidate, okay, despite him for it being from the centre right. And some people say, come on, We've got it. You've got to throw your weight behind Seguro because he's at least not crazy, not dangerous, and so on. There's also there were serious flooding and so on, which caused evacuations, hit Spain as well as Portugal. So there we go. The European establishment will breathe a big sigh of relief, and so there won't be much change. The incoming president, Seguro, as in safe, he is the continuity candidate. So don't expect major changes. All right. Well, thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallahan7@gmail.com. Goodbye.